My name is Frances Gallard Marquez, and I am the Frederick Randolph Grace Curatorial Fellow in Ancient Art. This is a so-called mummy portrait of a woman with earrings, painted by an unknown artist in an area of northern Egypt known as the Fayum, sometime in the mid-2nd century of the current era. Egypt was under Roman control at the time, so this combines two very different traditions, Egyptian funerary practice and Roman naturalistic portraiture. The portrait was rendered onto a wooden panel cut from a linden tree, which produces pliable timber with very little grain. Because it was used to cover the face of a mummified corpse, the panel is less than an inch thick and was trimmed to follow the size and contours of a human head and shoulders. It is approximately 14 inches tall and 9 inches wide, so that the actual portrait is slightly smaller than life size and is surrounded by a light gray background. It is displayed in the gallery, centered between two other similar portraits, so that a visitor of average height can look straight into the subject's expressive eyes. She is a young woman with deep brown eyes, thick arch eyebrows, a long nose with a rounded tip, and rosy lips held together in a slight smile. Above her mouth, a shadow hints at what must have been a hairy upper lip. Her dark brown hair is brushed away from her face, parted in the middle, and gather at the back into what appears to be a wide circle braid. A row of very small curls frames her short forehead. She twists her long neck so that the rest of her body, if it had been painted, would have faced a different position than her embalmed corpse. The simple gesture enlivens the portrait significantly. She wears two tunics. The first, only visible at the angular neckline, is a crisp white color. The second, worn over the first, is deep purple, with dark green bands falling vertically down the shoulders, and two wine-colored clasps near the woman's collarbone. She completes her ensemble with a pair of dangly gold earrings that fall about an inch below her earlobes and end with a pendant pearl. The overall look is austere yet elegant, as was the current fashion in Antinopolis, the city where we think this was made. The portrait was painted using the ancient encaustic technique. Still somewhat of a mystery, the process entails mixing pigments with beeswax and can produce an array of effects and textures depending on the temperature of the wax, the nature of the painting surface, and the tools used to apply the paint. In this particular example, the colors are remarkably glossy despite their dark shades and the thick application of the wax. If you were to run your fingers over the woman's face, you would feel the texture of her hair, the jewels in her earrings, and the scoring left behind by the tools used to produce her image. The rosiness of her cheeks, the slight turn of the head, the glimmer in her eyes, all paint a portrait of a woman who is very much alive. Unnerving even now, the immediacy of these images has sparked debate regarding the moment of their creation and the nature of their display. We may imagine, however, that they not only safeguarded the well-being of the deceased in the afterlife, but that they brought solace to those who were mourning their loss.